Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. That's little Steely Dan bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood. Sam is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's with Tatum, senior partner with Tatum. That's Tatum.com. We're talking about the Tatum Index of Business Conditions, which we've been reporting on. Sam's been helping us, been so gracious to allow us to report on these every month for the last dozen years or so. Sam, thanks again for that. We appreciate it very much. Yeah. And tell us a little bit about Tatum. Remind us about that.
Well, Tatum is a provider of temporary and part-time help at the highest level, CFOs, CIOs, and where companies need top executives for either a temporary time before filling for the permanent job or for part-time for the long haul, part-time, and so we fill those needs. It's outsourcing top execs around the nation. Some of ours very often actually turn into full-time and right. forever, or until until further notice. Right. There's no such thing anymore as permanent, quote unquote, right. Permanent employment.
They're financial and technology vice presidents you can rent, basically, folks.
Yeah, exactly.
Sam, let's get back to your report and talk about the capital expenditures down in December, but kind of up for the next couple of months. What do you make of that?
Well, it's it was entirely predictable, and we did predict it in the last 2 months that December would be down in commitments, but of course up in installations. You try to get your capital expenditures installed so you can declare them completed and done by year end, and so there's a hiatus of new commitments every December, while we focus on implementation and right. installation of our old commitments. But mm-hmm. the outlook going into the new year is up, not strongly, but up as one might expect. We're back on track for January and February as per usual. You don't need to spend a whole lot of new capital money for expansion these days, because the expansion is, coming pretty slow. But we always are expending new money, capital projects, on upgrades and improvements in productivity and that sort of thing. And the introduction of new products always right. call for capital expenditures.
Right. So, yet... How are these capital expenditures being funded? Are we doing it from retained earnings? Are we borrowing money? Where is it coming from?
It's coming from retained earnings and current cash flow. One of the few joys of slow growth is good cash flow.
Right.
And so corporations, companies,
and that's a lot. People who don't know much about business, that sounds weird, doesn't it? They don't realize that when business is great, when it's roaring, that's when you got the most cash flow problems.
Exactly. You're profitable but cash flow negative when you're growing, and so when you're not growing so fast, the cash flow is pretty good. And taken as a whole, U.S. industry has accumulated a lot of cash, and it's a real frustration for the banking system. Banks can't. They're not lending out the money that they have.
Right.
So this is being funded mainly internally and to the frustration of the bank.
This is very similar to what we're seeing with small business, Sam.
Yeah.
But small businesses are not really taking that many risks right now. They haven't been now for 4 or 5 years. They're really reticent to to take a risk. Even if their business is good, even if things are going well for them, they're still not confident enough to step out and take a risk and make a big investment and borrow money on that.
Well, with the passage of time, I think they're seeing they're getting a bit more confident with the passage of time. Even if the growth is slow, it's still improving.
Right. Hey, Sam, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Well, a great pleasure. Thank you so much.
Come back again real soon. Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, Tatum.com. Don't forget to check out his website. And the survey, the index, by the way, will be on our website as well. Sam graciously allows us to post it there as well, plus on their website. And I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Read it with a smile. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.